When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, now that we have the schedule, our friend Cynthia Freeland, who, of course, is a friend of the show and has been on the show, she projects her win totals now. For the AFC, the NFC, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought we'd take a look at that here. We'll do the AFC first since, well, that's where the Steelers play. And this is Steelers Nation Radio. I don't know if I necessarily agree with her assessment here, but we'll see.
I mean, this is a mathematical equation. This isn't her saying, well, I think this team's good, this team's bad. I mean, you know, to her credit, she plugs it into her model and it comes out and these are our results.
These things always get me because everything's close to the mean.
I know. No one's 14 wins or 3 wins.
Right. There's never, it's everything's usually between 6 and 11 or 12.
Like if you move from 7.8 wins to 8.4, wow, that's a huge jump. Where it isn't in the real world. It's half a game, but that's how math works. I mean, they get
right. That because it, it takes everything into account. She runs millions of these. You know, mm-hmm. things before she comes out with her numbers. So she's predicting the Kansas City Chiefs at 11.6 wins to be the number one seed in the AFC. Well, 11.6, I think if you told Andy Reid right now, hey, Andy, you're going to win 11 games this year.
Right. Take it or not. Score number two or take it.
11-6. Would you be happy with 11-6? Andy's going to say no.
Nah, I'll take my chances, right.
Yeah. And I don't.
That's a big win total.
Like, I think the winner of the AFC this year wins 13 games.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually the case. I mean, the Eagles could go 15-2.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She has the Bengals at 11 wins.
Yeah.
If they win 11, so Kansas City's over-under is 11.5 wins. That's their win total. So they barely get over that, according to her projections.
Okay.
The Bengals are at 11 wins. Their over-under is 11.5.
Real quick, I just want while you were talking there, I pulled up Warren's just strength of schedule. Only two teams, the Patriots and Bills, have a tougher schedule than the Chiefs. I knew they were near the toughest.
Yeah.
But they have a brutal slate. Not that Andy would still say 11-6 is cool with me.
Right. So 11 wins for the Bengals. The Bills' win total is 10.5. She has them coming in at 10.6 wins.
They have being really rough schedule.
As the AFC East champions.
Okay. I'm pulling up their schedule. They have another one. They're one of those teams that has to host a game, go to London. Host a game. You know, that's rough.
Brutal. Yeah. Brutal. The Ravens. She has at 9.9 wins as the top wild card in the AFC. Their win total was 9.5.
That's a big number.
That's about. I don't see them getting there.
I don't either. I want to see where Warren has those guys. 22nd easiest, so like the 10th hardest schedule, where the rest of the division's right in the middle. Steelers are a little above the line.
I think, and even she makes mention of weeks four through eight will be particularly interesting for the Ravens, who travel to Cleveland and Pittsburgh, then London to play the Titans in consecutive weeks before games against Detroit at home and Arizona away. That's 4 out of 5 games on the road, with one taking place in Europe.
So we're all guilty of this, you know. Oh, they got the Texans, they'll win that game. Oh, they got the Titans, they'll win that game. But that's the last way they want to play the Titans, is after Steelers in a different continent.
As she says here, Detroit's odds in week 7 improved 0.31 percentage points based on this stretch for Baltimore. And that's with the Ravens playing at home.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Based on the schedule, how it breaks down, that you're on the road 3 straight games, basically.
Yeah, that's hard. Really hard.
It's tough. She has the Jets at 9.8 wins. Their win total is 9.5.
So I'm looking at it too. What I think is interesting, what she says here, is they have the hardest 4-game stretch to start the season. Bills at Cowboys, Patriots, Chiefs. I mean, at least 3 of them are home, but that's no fun.
I mean, I'm not picking them against the Bills.
Right. I'm not a new quarterback, a new coordinator.
Yeah. I'm not picking them at Dallas. I may pick them in week 3 against the Patriots at home, but I'm not picking them in week 4 against the Chiefs.
I want to go back just for a second because I knew there was something that was on my mind about the Bills. From week 11 on for the Bills get the Jets at home, at Eagles, bye, okay, nice, at Kansas City, Dallas at home, at Chargers, New England at home, at Miami. Like yuck. That second half of the season.
Yuck. Bills. Yeah, yuck. Are we sure the Bills are going to be a playoff team?
That's what I'm leaning. Like, one of my favorite bets, of course, is Steeler over-under wins. Over? I might just go under on the Bills. I'm sure Vegas has them high because they're a good football team.
They're at 10.5.
Yeah, that's a rough slate, man.
That's a really rough slate. And, again, you're one quarterback injury away from that being a stretch where you don't win any.
Right. Then you win your bet if Allen misses any time.
Yeah. So the Jets over the Dolphins, who come in at 9.6 wins, their over under is 9.5.
I get it. But I mean, as is the case with the Steelers, it's hard to win 5 or 6 division games when you're in the AFC East.
Right. I mean, if you go 3-3 in the East, that's just like 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
That means you got to get to 9.6, or let's call it 10. You can only lose 4 other games.
Right. So, side note, if I'm the Patriots and a genie came down and said, you'll go 3-3 in the East, I'll say, I'll take it. And for much of Belichick's career, they're 6-0, 6-0, 5-1. Would you do the same if you're the Steelers?
3-3?
Yeah.
3-3 in a division? I'd take 3-3 in a division.
I think I would too. I mean, that Monday nighter here is sure favorable, but the other 5 are coin flips at best.
The Jaguars come in at 9.3 wins. Their win total is over under is 10.
Part of me screams that they're the plexiglass principle. Like, yeah. I love their quarterback and coach, but if we think they're a good team,
they're set for a regression. Yeah, they're going to get that first place schedule.
That's what seemed like 1 year in the last 2 decades,
and they've never handled it. That's the other.
That's what I mean, right? Like, when I say the plexiglass principle, history shows when you take a giant step forward in this league, almost always you take a small step back.
The problem is I don't think any of the other teams in that division are capable,
right,
of supplanting them. Now, right, they may be an 8-win team this year and win that division. I don't know. I don't see them getting to 10.
No. They have the 9th easiest schedule because of the 6th division.
Because of the teams they play in their division, right. Yeah. The Browns come in at 9.3 wins. Their over-under is 8.5.
Okay. So she mentions weeks 12 through 16. At Denver, at Rams, Jags at home, Bears at home, at Texans. Maybe they could get on a heater there.
I don't see them winning at Denver.
Probably not. Denver's a tough team to forecast.
And they're not bad.
Right.
Should beat the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars at home is a toss-up.
Yeah.
Bears at home might be a toss-up. The Bears are going to be a tough team to play against. They may not win a bunch of games.
Yeah.
But they're going to be a bear, no pun intended, to play against because of Justin Fields. I mean, he could single-handedly beat you at Texans. Okay. So if they, I mean,
just they the style of play is hard to play against, and it's not something you see every day.
Yeah. So, I mean, they could be in it. They could be, it's Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know.
It's all about Watson, more so than any team to me.
Without a doubt, yeah. Then she has the Steelers at 9 wins. Their over-under is 8.5.
Yeah.
So I according mean, to her...
I understand it.
According to her projections, your wild cards in the AFC are the Ravens with 9.9 wins, the Jets with 9.8 wins, and the Dolphins with 9.6. Jacksonville is the AFC South champion. So, Cleveland and Pittsburgh would both just miss the playoffs.
So one thing we talked about quickly off the air is since the schedule came out, the Steeler over 8.5 wins in the casinos in Vegas has been getting hit hard. You know, people are catching on that we've been telling them for weeks. People are catching on. So even if that goes to 9, I think you and I would still take the over that 10 is more likely than 8. You agree?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about her projection. So if you read this, it says, according to my model, the Steelers' most likely record by their week 6 bye is 2-3.
That's the one part I kind of didn't agree with.
I don't agree with that at all.
No, I think there's a much better chance of a winning record than a losing.
And then she said they
four
still
and up, one's more likely than 1-4.
Right. They still end up with at least 9 wins by week 17 and 56% of her simulations. Remember, we're still months away. So if they're going in most of her projections, they're going 2-3, but they still end up with 9 wins in 56% of her simulations.
Mm-hmm.
If they go 3-2 or 4-1 to start, now you're looking at 10 or 11 wins.
Exactly. Yeah, she hasn't won in like 7 out of their last 11. Along those lines, what would break your heart is if you and I are right and this is a double-digit win team and you still miss the playoffs and an 8-9 team in the NFC goes.
Yeah, well, that would stay.
7-win team, you know, like, yeah. You know.
I don't know that... I think if you win 10, you're probably in. You're going to be a wild card. The thing is, this year, I mean, to me, I think you got to look at the conference schedule, because the thing about it is, you're not playing the Dolphins, you're not playing the Jets,
right.
You're not playing the Chargers, you're not all these teams that would be in the mix for that with you. You're not going to have a head-to-head tiebreaker. So then you got to start looking at the conference record.
Like that Raiders game's huge.
That Raiders game is huge. The game against the Texans is huge.
Yeah.
Game against Jacksonville. The game against the Titans.
Real big. Right.
Yeah.
So love that you're playing the South.
Yeah.
For that reason,
you got to beat the Patriots. You got to beat the Colts. You win those games and they're all winnable games. You're going to be sitting pretty.
So that's a great point. So they have 8 6. Non-division AFC games, and they get the South.
Right, you can make some hay. You sweep the South, which is certainly possible. Or if you go 3-1 against the South, let's say you lose to a Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And you still manage to go 3-3 in your division.
Well, where I was going is right. I mean, those 6 AFC games that aren't against the North are the easiest division in the conference. The Patriots here on a short week, and at Vegas, who's a bad team too. Like 6-0 isn't crazy, and that's going to win tons of tiebreakers for you.
That's going to win all kinds of, again, because you don't have any head-to-heads. Last year they lost because of the head-to-heads.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we're getting down to the nitty gritty at the end of the year, and you start looking at, they need to get this, and they had lost to those teams.
Yeah.
They had lost to the Patriots. They had lost to the Dolphins. They had lost to the Jets. So it was going to be difficult for them to get in. This year, it's the opposite. They don't play any of those teams.
Yeah, I doubt you're battling the Colts for the last playoff spot or the Raiders or the Patriots. You know what I mean?
Like if you look at the teams that are going to be in it, Miami, the Chargers, the Jets. Who else? You're going to play Baltimore and Cleveland or Cincinnati.
But yeah, he basically nailed it. What's the chances those guys have well above a 500 conference record? Probably pretty slim.
Yeah. So win those games, and you should be sitting pretty if you if you get the 10 wins.
And honestly, if you lose to Seattle and San Fran, it doesn't hurt you that bad. But that's the case for every team.
Yeah, but you'd like to have those wins, you know, at least split those games.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chargers come in at 8.9 wins for the Chargers. Their over-under is 9.5. I'm kind of surprised it's that low. They have an early bye week in week 5. And then they come out of that. Listen to this stretch. Versus the Cowboys. This is after their week 5 bye. They get the Cowboys at home, which that's going to be a home game for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
At the Chiefs. The Bears at home, then at the Jets.
Yeah, it's not easy, that's for sure.
That's a stretch. And then in week 16, they play the Bills.
Yeah. She mentions at least they have a semi-long week because they have a Thursday night or the week before for that Bills game.
I mean, I don't like their chances. Like, the right now you can bet. She also has the odds on this. To make the playoffs right now, the Steelers are plus 135.
That's not a bad bet.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. Like, you look at the Chargers, for example, are minus
one. Chargers I would not bet on.
Minus 105. I'm looking at somebody like the Browns are plus 110. You can get better odds on the Steelers to make the playoffs than the Browns.
I like that bet better as well. I probably would not bet on the Chargers or Browns to go.
No, it's not enough. Here's where I think things go a little wonky for her. The Titans at 8.1 wins. They're over under 7.5. I would go under that.
I would love
as much that. Respect as I have for Mike Vrabel.
Sure.
I'm not buying that.
I mean, the only thing they have going for them is, what if they're 4-2 in the division? You know, I'm looking at their strength of schedule. It's 7th easiest.
Well, they play the NFC South this year.
Yeah. So all their South games are nice.
Yeah.
Just 10 games. But I think they're bad.
Like, I think they're a bad football team, yeah.
Right. And they're one of those teams that maybe they – I don't know. I keep harping on this, that I don't think Tannehill finishes as a quarterback. I don't know that Henry will be there for all 17 games, you know.
Yeah. The Broncos are at 8.1 wins. They're over under 8.5.
I don't know what to think of them. Their schedule's right in the middle of the league. I have a lot of respect for Sean Payton, and frankly, I think, and I may regret this in a big way, I bet he turns Wilson into a respectable quarterback again.
Yeah, well.
Not a star, but a respectable quarterback. Yeah.
The Patriots come in at 7.9 wins. They're over under is 7.5. No way.
Yeah.
I'd go under that total.
I mean, they start the season hosting the Eagles, hosting the Dolphins, at the Jets, at the Cowboys.
That sounds like 0-4.
That smells like 0-4. Wow.
That's rough. Then the Raiders at 6.8 wins. They're over under 7.5.
Yeah, I don't think they're good.
I would buy it. I'd get in on that.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Texans. See, this is where it goes crazy. Like, the Houston Texans, 5.9 wins. They're over under 5.5. I would go under the 5.5.
I would too. Yeah, 6-11 seems rich for that football team.
A little rich, yeah.
I mean, they did some good things on offense, but they still have a rookie quarterback, and their defense is still a nightmare.
Yeah. And then the Colts have the last lowest win total in the AFC at 5.6. Their over-under win total was 6.5. You can get plus 105. Eat plus 105 on that one. I don't like that.
Oh, I'll take the over on the Colts.
Ick.
I mean, again, I don't think they're great, but I think the quarterback play there was so bad. And only the Panthers, Falcons, and Saints have an easier schedule this year.
Let's remember, too, that's a rookie head coach.
Oh, I know.
With a rookie head coach with a rookie quarterback, that screams to me that they're not going to be very good.
Oh, I think they're 7-10, 8-9. I think they're
I don't see them getting to that total. I just don't. I mean, their offensive line is still a mess.
See, I think they have some of that, as you mentioned, like with the Bears, just going to be hard to play against. Their style of play is difficult. You know,
we'll see. I don't even know what their style of play is going to be.
I think it's going to be very Eagle, Hurts, quarterback-centric, Jonathan Taylor.
I don't know if they start the season with him at quarterback.
I don't know either. I mean, it might be a while.
I mean, you got Gardner Minshew is not awful.
No,
like you,
no.
And you don't want to throw the kid out there and let him drown. I mean, what's he started? 14 career games. Like he needs
to have a package the first month or so.
Yeah, he needs some seasoning.
Yeah.
This could be a very Lamar-like situation where, you know, halfway through the season, you make the change, and I don't think he's as good as Lamar.
No, I don't either. But their crazy owner will have him play soon.
Yeah, well. But that's your AFC win totals. Real quick, we'll run through the NFC here before we take another break. So over in the NFC, you got the Eagles at 11.1 wins, the 49ers at 10.9. I'd go under that. Lions at 9.6. You see the drop off though in the NFC.
Conference is so bad.
The Cowboys at 9.6, the Saints at 8.9. So they got four teams in the NFC who come in presumably in her projections with a winning record.
Only four, did you say?
Yeah. Because the Saints are at 8.9. Well, if they win eight, they're 8-9. The Seahawks are 8.9. The Falcons are 8.7. They have like the easiest schedule in the league, don't they?
I would say that whole division has the easiest schedule going.
Yeah. You got the Vikings at 8.2, the Bears at 8.2. Yeah. The Giants at 7.9.
Giants at 7.9. But we talked about their schedule.
Yeah, it's rough.
Last segment. That was ugly.
The Panthers at 7.9. The Rams at 6.9. The Commanders at 6.6. The Packers have five primetime games, and they come in with a win total of 6.4.
Wow. I mean, I think they might get the seven wins.
I don't know. A lot depends on the quarterback.
Buccaneers go off the rails easily.
Real quick. The Buccaneers are at 6.4. The Cardinals at 4.4 is the worst.
Wow.
4.4.
I mean, they're over under in Vegas is 5-5. Can you imagine them being 6-11? I can't.
No, I don't see any way they get to that.
No. I mean, when is Kyler going to play? Will he play? Does it matter if he plays? I mean, he's not John Unitas, and
right.
The defense is horrible, and right.
Hey, you can subscribe now to The Drive. Every episode we do is available for you to download. Subscribe today through the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you find your podcast. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.